The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours, as we are Monday through Friday, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 24th day of August, 2005. My guest for this hour is going to be Eric Hufschmidt, and he is author of Painful Questions, and one of the original guys out there that started the 9/11 questioning. We're all, and 9/11 is back in the news today, folks. 9/11 Commission defends probe. Chairman, information about hijacker unreliable. Talking about Able Danger, an operation that, there was a gentleman by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer that was talking about this and gave the commission the information back in 2002. But, well, this week in AP and on CNN and other places, well, we just don't know what happened to that information, and we don't know why the Keene Report didn't respond to it. And Greg Szymanski came out with a story just recently here about a close informant and friend of former FBI agent John O'Neill killed on 9/11. That's right. He took a job. He was gotten out of the way at the FBI, folks. And he took a job at the World Trade Center, that's right, one day before September 11th, on September 10th of 2001, took a job, a nice little cushy job there at the World Trade Center, only to be killed the very next day. And what was John O'Neill doing? Well, that's right, he was being blocked all over the place. He was still continuing with his investigations on Al-Qaeda and possible terrorism inside the United States. But we're led to believe, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear the encapsulated version now, that it was sad, never mind the man standing behind a curtain operating the levers and blowing the smoke and flames. Don't pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. That's not important. What is important that you remember after all of this, well, it was just an intelligence failure, and it's onward and upward with Homeland Security and the trashing of the American Constitution and installing our police state just to make you safer in the future. I'm a little amazed that Mr. Chertoff, Homeland Security new czar, is saying that, well, yes, a lot of people are upset here about the border situation, and, well, we're going to add another 1,000 agents, but don't look for that until next year. Folks, what a load of manure we are being shoveled. And and I read yesterday, and I'll go over this a little bit again today in the second hour. You know, we're told, Al-Qaeda is the best-funded, smartest, better than MI5, MI6, CIA, NSA, better equipped, have better intelligence, they got better operations than all of the combined Mossad, secret police, and whatever countries. They're more sophisticated, and they're better at what they do. Well, we'll talk about also the Turkish intel. They're saying there ain't no such thing as Al-Qaeda. We'll be back with our guests. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I had Eric Hufschmidt on a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't get into a whole lot about his book, Painful Questions, and his DVD presentation, Painful Deceptions. We have him back today. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, Eric. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, just great.
Well, have you been noticing what National Geographic has been doing on TV?
Yeah, now they're trying to get involved in it, too. There's so much. They're preparing, I guess, for September 11th. They don't want to. I suppose what they're trying to do is get ready for, you know, create the propaganda again, refresh everybody's mind that it was Osama. And don't look at those conspiracy theories. It just shows how much the media is controlled. I mean, National Geographic was always a little bit on their side, but now they're really getting into it.
Well, I had a CIA agent of 27 years on the show yesterday. And I said, you know, it's almost as if CNN and ABC, NBC, MSNBC, it doesn't matter who it is. It's almost as if they have a prepared script out of the DOD, the Pentagon, the White House, and he said they do.
Well, yeah, there's remarks that are supposedly attributed to CIA directors from years ago that they've already got all of the major news organizations, and they even had that sarcastic remark that a journalist is cheaper than a, I forgot how they worded it, you know, cheap prostitute. I mean, if these remarks are true, they've had control of the media for decade or two.
Well, what I find odd about this, I mean, especially in light of Eric about Cindy Sheehan and her vigil out there in Crawford, Texas. We've got George Bush stumping here for the support of the war in Iraq when we all know we went in there for less than truthful reasons, and I'm being very kind on that. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it. Everybody knows the story on it. But, Eric, I'm looking at this, and a couple of years ago the media was, they were talking amongst themselves and even publicly about, you know, is there too much liberal bias in the news? Well, of course it is, because they're all part of the social engineering program. But, you know, it was liberal, but we still had Bush in the White House. But now we have a guy that is the ascended king that's able to launch a war on any given country without congressional approval. The only reason he goes to Congress is to fund it, of course. But we're in Iraq right now, and this is supposedly to get rid of the evil Saddam Hussein, that somehow he's a threat to the United States. The more this man talks, the more he buries himself. I mean, it's absolutely... I wished, Eric, sometimes I wished I didn't pay so much attention to what's going on around me.
I know. You feel like after a while, it's just so frustrating.
It is.
But, I mean, when you were talking about John O'Neill, you know, I had this... It's actually, I have some of this information right in my book on page 88. You know, he not only did he die, they found his body a week later. And if you know, if you look back at the World Trade Center, almost every body within those towers was pulverized to dust when those explosives went off. So the fact that they found his body means he was not in the towers.
Unless, Eric, he was one of the people, and I don't think John O'Neill was one of the kind of people that would panic and dive out of the building before it collapsed, because we have pictures and videos of people actually leaping out of the towers.
No, he was not. He was seen. He was seen walking around by another agent, and then he disappeared, and they said they found his body a week later. He had walked out of the building, but then they think he may have walked back. But see, the fact that they found his body was a sign that he was out of there. And where did his body come from? Did he really fall? Did he really get hit by falling debris? You see, you know, the people whose bodies they found are signs that they either got hit by debris or they were murdered.
Well, and it's fascinating. I was just doing a review of your Painful Deceptions, the DVD, and you mentioned in here about the Pentagon. I mean, how many people did we supposedly have on board of Flight 77, the 757, that magically did a 270-degree turn, inches off the ground, slammed into the one area of the Pentagon, the empty section that was being renovated to beef it up, with a pilot that didn't even care about passing his flight instruction in Florida, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you'll learn this watching Eric's presentation, this guy didn't care really if he passed the flight school or not. I talked to many pilots about this. The flight maneuvers for the towers in New York, the Pentagon, whatever, at best, many people flying heavy jets, many thousands of hours stick time, could not have done these maneuvers. If they did, it would have been pure chance. But it seemed that these terrorists were better at their job than pilots, military, and a lot of these guys that are flying U.S. heavy jets now commercially were, of course, pilots in the military also. So I've talked to both kinds. I mean, the guys that spent time in Vietnam, a lot of hours in combat, came out of Vietnam, flew many thousands of hours in the commercial industry. They all told me, they said, look, we'd be lucky with the amount of stick time that we have. We'd be lucky if we could pull something like that off, let alone somebody. Well, that's right. The flight school down there was the owner was of dubious question. He also had CIA ties. They all said that, look, we doubt we could even do this with all the time we have behind the stick, let alone one of these guys that was too busy out at the, the entertainment girly clubs down in Florida.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I want to go through this.
Well, those pilots, see, what it's a sign of, it's the same as the subway train bombing we just had. Those pilots, apparently, if you look at what their behavior was, and if you look at what people are saying about them, it sounds as if somebody found some gullible Arabs and said, here's some money. Will you go to take these flight lessons? And they're like, okay. And they could care less about being a pilot. They're just doing what they're told and not really understanding why. And that would explain why they didn't care about learning these flight lessons. That would explain why they weren't following what their religion or they were just taken and used. And the people that did the bombing in London, it's the same thing. If you look at them, a couple days before there's a report, one of them just bought hundreds of dollars worth of perfumes from different stores. And it's what was he doing this for? He's a young man.
He was attempting to cover his tracks, I'm sure. Look.
Well, you see, the other thing is they're gaining their trust by saying, we're checking up on a retail store performance. Here's some money. Will you go buy some perfumes from different stores and then tell us how the clerks were? You know, something like that. They're just taking people who are gullible, giving them some job to do, and then they're setting them up.
Or setting them up so they can have we've seen some of the hijackers, when they were down at the Florida, supposedly taking this flight instruction, that we saw them pictures from ATMs. It is almost, this reminds me a lot, Eric, of the phony deal around the JFK assassination, Lee Harvey Oswald, that he was seen in Mexico. And then, of course, the photos came out of Lee Harvey Oswald in Mexico to float a cover. And, of course, it wasn't him. But any time that you want to put a float-a-cover story out there, you put people in certain positions at certain times for the veracity of the cover story, so you have an image there. That very well could have been what it was, but that's speculation on my part. But I have seen how these guys work and how they operate. Look, I want to get into, by the way, and folks, if you have not, and Eric, this bothers me that National Geographic is doing an absolute rehash out of the most important points that you and other people have brought up about the 9/11. They seem to be spending a lot of time reiterating their position about the 19 hijackers, about how they were formed and what their duties were and how they performed and all of these things. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we've got what coming up here real, real soon, September 11th. Some people are speculating, and again, folks, this is just speculation on my part, but I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. Some people are predicting George Bush, he's losing popularity here with a war in Iraq. 55% of the people now are saying that, hey, this ain't a good deal. We're getting our people killed for nothing. The information surrounding George Bush after 2001, September 11th, you know, I mean, everybody's looking at this guy now with cocked eyebrows going, the information about George Bush, the lies about September 11th, all of this is spreading like wildfire. And I'm wondering if they are going to try to pull, out of desperation, mind you, one more attempt at convincing America that the reason why you've given up your constitutional rights, your liberty, and your form of life here in this country is for your protection and safety. Some people are speculating there's going to be a biological attack. But my contention behind this is there are too many people, because of September 11, 2001, with all the lies that have been coming and spun out of the agencies, and out of the U.S. government, out of George Bush's mouth himself, out of Dick Cheney, out of Colin Powell, Donald Rumsfeld, all of these people combined, they've got more holes in their stories than Swiss cheese. So I'm wondering if they don't need to re-solidify their position and to demonstrate to the American people how necessarily homeland security is, how necessary it is to give up your rights and liberties so the government can protect you. The problem is, as I just mentioned, there's a lot of people out there that are questioning everything now that the government's doing. Do they dare do it again in the full light of day with millions of people that are highly dubious of the government line? Do they dare try it again?
Well, that's a good question, because if you look at London bombing, there was a lot more people questioning that as soon as it happened. So it could get them worried. Right now, they could be worried.
Well, as it turns out, the guy that they shot on the train over there.
Oh, yeah.
That blew up in their face, too. And then they turned right around after they said they put five shots in the guy's head. Well, you know, it was unfortunate, but we're going to have to do it again if we perceive a threat. I mean, they just killed somebody for no reason at all. And they said that we're going to do it again. We'll take the break. We'll be right back with Eric Hutchman.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're back. With me this hour, Eric Huffschmidt. Painful Deceptions, a DVD. Painful Questions is the book. And David Ray Griffith, author of the new Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions, said of your information, one of the best resources for understanding what did and did not happen on 9/11. Let's quickly go through the different sections here of your DVD presentation. You've got the WTC building collapse. We did a good job on that one. The Pentagon attack and the World Trade Center towers. The Pentagon attack, that is the most mysterious to me of all. I do believe, Eric, as well as many people do, that they brought World Trade or the WTC building number 7. They brought it down all right.
Oh, it's so obvious, too. And then they let at least 5 different cameras, video cameras, film it, plus still photos. It's the videotape of that alone could classify as evidence for their guilt in this. I mean, it's like a burglar letting you film him as he breaks into a house. I mean, it's unbelievable that they can get away with it.
And you even have Silverstein saying, I think it was on PBS that he did this, even said that, yeah, we decided to pull the building. There has never been, this is a 47-story building. It housed a lot of governmental agencies in there. But this is the first steel frame building that collapsed ever from, oh, that's right, the heat of a almost non-existent fire. Same thing they said about the World Trade Center, the North and South Tower. But as we see now, the evidence pretty much concludes that that was brought down the same way Building 7 was, by demolition. You have 110-story buildings, ladies and gentlemen, that neatly fall into one little pile. Almost absolutely unheard of. Aside from that, we go to the Pentagon. This has got more holes in it than their story about World Trade Center tower collapse or Building 7 or anything else.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I think that is even a clue as to what is going on here. If you look at those two attacks, the Pentagon attack is incredibly stupid. The flight path, having a plane, a Boeing 757 coming in inches above the ground, most people don't realize those planes are the equivalent of a bus. They're not acrobatic planes. They're extremely sluggish. You know, it's like a gigantic bus to carry people. It was never meant for tricks.
It's 150 foot long. The doggone thing weighs 60 tons, and you're right. You don't exactly do aerobatics in a heavy jet such as that. And we're led to believe, and this is why I brought up the precursor. This is why I brought up the supposed hijackers that hijacked these planes, got behind these controls, did these just absolutely wizard. I mean, they must have been real wizards behind the controls of these aircraft to do a 270-degree turn. And to hit, instead of hitting Rumsfeld's office on the other side of the building, they go after the section that was being revamped, reinforced, hardly anybody in there. And they magically come in just inches off the ground, hit the Pentagon, and in your DVD, there is probably the best photo I have seen of the supposed hole that was punched into the building that appears to only be about 16 to 20 foot wide. We're talking about a 60-ton aircraft screaming at over 500 miles an hour, slamming into a building. 60 tons of aircraft, ladies and gentlemen, with engines that weigh 12,000 pounds. There's two engines on them, 12,000 pounds apiece. But yet there's one neat 20-foot hole that was punched in the side of that building.
Yeah, if it's even 20, you're being generous.
I'm being generous.
You're being nice.
I said 16 to 20. Some have said 16. Some have said as high as 20. But it is a tiny hole.
And plus, if you ask any pilot, ask Boeing. These aircraft cannot even fly that speed at ground level. The air is too dense. They were designed for 30 to 40,000 feet. You know, they were designed for a low density air. They won't even go this fast in that kind of air density. Everything about this flight path is unrealistic. Everything. And in fact, it's the unrealistic aspects of it that make me wonder if a lot of the people who helped plan it thought they were doing an exercise. And see, this would explain how they got away with it. Because they could say, well, let's run an exercise, test the security of our Pentagon. And since it's a test, what does anybody care if it's real or not? You know, you could say, okay, we'll have the airplane come in at ground level. Nobody would say, wait a minute, that's unrealistic, because it's just a test. This would explain how they could get away with fooling so many people in the military.
Well, and it was fascinating. We've got to go to break here in about a minute and a half. But you talk about a drone. This drone could conceivably be the thing that actually hit the Pentagon, and that thing was made up of 50% carbon fiber. But, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen airliner crashes. I've been there physically myself. I've seen the debris. It is one of, probably, it's an impression that will never, ever leave your mind if you ever see it. If you ever witnessed a fatal air, a car accident, or been involved in a car accident where somebody died, either somebody in your car or the other car. These are memories that never erase from your mind. When you see a commercial jet crash site, that is something that will haunt you for the rest of your life. But, you know, we're told here that this 150-foot aircraft flew into the building, 60 tons of it. There were some, 54, 56 people supposedly on board, 60 tons of metal and cloth, seats, luggage, body parts, everything else. Nothing, almost absolutely zero, recovered. And I want to talk to you about the recovery team of the debris before the investigation started at the Pentagon. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Coming up here, ladies and gentlemen, just just a couple of weeks is going to be the fourth anniversary of September 11, 2001. And some people have suggested, well, haven't we turned up all the information about 9/11 that we should? And isn't that an old topic? What's the latest and greatest assault, ladies and gentlemen, that you can point out that they have used to absolutely gut our Constitution here in this country? I don't think there is any one single event. They were chipping away at it for a number of years. They did it after the Oklahoma City bombing. That's where they declared that, if you damage federal property, you could possibly be put to death. There were provisions in the crime bill that Bill Clinton passed that were damaging, for sure. But nothing, ladies and gentlemen, such as September 11, 2001. This should be an open murder investigation where 3,000 people, up to 3,000 people died. We have literally changed the way the government does business, how it relates to its people. They have thrown out the Constitution along with the baby and the bathwater. And this is one cataclysmic event. It's possible it could happen again with the very same people doing another operation inside this country to possibly throw us into martial law, clamp down, biological attack, maybe a dirty nuclear device going off. They're not going to let go. George Bush's year war on terrorism, the start of it is going after the terrorists in Iraq, which, by the way, folks, had nothing to do with September 11th. If you've got that in your mind, purge it, because it is not true. 70% of the people, the media confused and confounded and lied to people so much that 70% of the people thought Osama bin Laden must have had something to do with this. That was a natural conclusion, Eric Huffschmidt, that people made because, well, this was part of the justification for going to war in Iraq. Saddam Hussein must have had something to do with that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. And see, that's the problem. The media keeps bringing these up over and over and over and over, and that reinforces people when they keep hearing the same thing. I mean, I can even see it with my own father. Every time he goes back and watches TV, he'll come back and say, oh, that Richard Clark was saying the terrorists are growing. I'm telling him, will you stop it? Who do you think he is? But it's this constant repetition. You know, and the TV is considered an authority, and you can convince somebody of it, and then they'll go back and start watching hours more of TV, and they start getting brought back again. It's this repetition, and the only way to fight it is to do the same thing. You know, contact your relative and say, well, have you looked into this information about 9/11 yet? And, you know, keep pushing on them. Don't say, well, it's over, it's history, because they're not letting it go. And the only way we can fight back is to keep it going also, you see.
Well, and just recently here, from Joel Skousen, I get his intelligence, his world affairs brief. His August 19 brief said that Kurt Nimmo, reporting from Turkey, what he's saying is the Turkish intelligence agencies are saying, folks, there is no such thing as this construct, this confab, this convoluted story about Al-Qaeda. Because here's what we're expected to believe, Eric, that they're smarter and craftier than the CIA, which used to be the OSS. They're smarter than MI5, MI6. They're smarter than the Mossad. They're smarter than all of our intelligence agencies. They are so well-funded. They have such a clean-running, mean machine, terrorist machine, that, you know, we just can't catch these guys. And, well, when we have the poster child, as you point out, in Painful Deceptions, how many hours after the event on September 11, 2001, it was Osama bin Laden that did this, but George Bush comes out and proclaims to the American people that, look, get off this Osama bin Laden thing. Osama bin Laden is not important. The mastermind behind Al-Qaeda and supposedly this worldwide threat, he's not important.
Yeah, it's really sad when you look at how easily people can be deceived by all this. There's overwhelming evidence that the government's involved in this. The idea that Al-Qaeda, you didn't even mention, they also defeated the military. You know, you mentioned CIA and MI6. They also defeated our air traffic control system and our military. And our military is still refusing to release the video of the plane that hit the Pentagon on the grounds that somehow Al-Qaeda will be able to use it. I mean, it's as if they're trembling in fear. That's what they want us to believe. They're trembling. If they release the video, Al-Qaeda will attack us again. The story is insanity. There is no way a group of a couple dozen guys could have done this on their own. So the only way we can do that, the only way to fight it back is to tell people to look at it and keep reminding our friends and relatives, check it out. Have you seen the information? You'll pass the websites and the videos around and keep it going.
Well, and it has to go because, you know, if it were one isolated event that changed nothing in their system of government, that changed nothing except an unfortunate set of circumstances, and then maybe, Eric, they could get off with saying that, oh, well, this was just a huge, massive intelligence failure. But they're not done with this. Everything is being classified under terrorism. Everything. And I don't care if you're running a strip bar. I don't care what you're doing. Everything is being, any criminal activity is now being subheaded under the guise of terrorism. So this is not about going after some guy with dark complexion that wears funny headgear. This has to do with America. And I said this, and I'll keep repeating this. What the war, the 100-year war on terrorism, is to put down any suppression of the globalist agenda to bring us a global government. They're using this. They're using it now, Homeland Security. They're using it against demonstrators. They're using it against people that are using their First Amendment. These are our God-given rights in this country. They are locking us down. herding us into little pens like so many sheep, and we're expected to take this. It wasn't even a masterful job. It was great Hollywood. They could have done this better with computer-generated graphics. They could have saved a lot of lives and a lot of money with this campaign. But it is so important, Eric. I do not want people for one second to relax on this, because this is part of their war on terror. This is what kicked it all off.
Oh, yeah. And people are, you'll hear this from people. Oh, it's over. It's history. Don't talk about it. But you've got to remind them it isn't over. In fact, there are people still dying. A lot of people don't realize the dust from when those towers were blown up. They think of it as dust, like it's the stuff that falls on your kitchen table. And it wasn't dust. It was pulverized office buildings. And they just recently admitted a fireman died from it. But that's just, you know, there are health problems over there. There are still people suffering. There are still going to be deaths from this. It's not even over yet. And so when people tell you that 9/11 is over, you can tell them, well, it isn't over. A fireman just recently died. There's still people suffering from health problems. William Rodriguez, he may never gain his health back. He has trouble climbing stairs. And Rachel Hughes is still, she needs oxygen once a week or so. So it's not over. They're still suffering over there, and there's still going to be some deaths coming from this.
Well, and also what's tantamount about this is that this is the propaganda piece. This is what they're going to keep referring back to. That's why I suspect that Popular Mechanics, Chertoff's, what was his brother-in-law or brother?
His nephew or something like that.
Something like that over at Popular Mechanics. You know, that's why National Geographic is doing this, and all it is taking the high points of the Keene Commission, putting that in the public's face again, just in case you forgot 4 years ago of what they reported and what you've been told in the media, just to reinforce their propaganda campaign. This is important that they put this back in people's faces. It's no accident we're coming up on the four-year anniversary here, September 11th. But again, I can't emphasize enough. You know, if you think 9/11's over with, folks, what is over is your constitutional freedom in this country. That's what's over.
Yeah, and people need to realize the media, they have to stop trusting it. Look at how many times they've lied. It's not, you know, in the beginning you could say they just didn't know, because, you know, a lot of people didn't know. But it's been years, and they're still doing it. They're still coming out with this, Osama did it. People have to stop subscribing to things like National Geographic, Popular Mechanics, New York Times, Newsweek. They shouldn't be giving money to these people. This is like buying newsletters from burglars. I mean, this is funding the people who are lying.
Funding the real terrorists.
The real ones, the ones that are doing all of this and destroying the country. And when you say they're going to be getting desperate to do something, they have another desperation point coming up, and that is our economy is deteriorating. Where is our military going to be when there's not much manufacturing left? I mean, where are they going to be when they start running low on weapons and high technology while they're still advancing in Russia, China, India?
Well, they've brought the airline industry literally to its knees. I mean, if they didn't do that over the September 11th deal, that really crippled them, because they were they were spending dollars while bouncing over pennies, and then they're hit with fuel cost. I mean, we don't even have the capability. And here's the sad thing, Eric, and you started to allude to it. We can't even manufacture a jet aircraft in this country without a consortium of other countries making the parts. We have lost our ability to manufacture. We have lost our ability.
It's partly because of the way children are being raised. I was just talking today to one of the customers of my software. He used to work at a college in Florida. He was one of the teachers of the machine shop. He said they had to close it down. There's so little interest in it, not just among students, but among the school staff. They don't want things like carpentry or machining or, you know, they'd rather you learn something else that's totally useless and irrelevant.
Well, how about service industry? How about learning to write a computer program or something to that effect? But you're right. The industrial base of this country has been absolutely decimated. And we keep hearing, you know, well we're having a housing boom here. It's still going on, and predictions were otherwise, and this, that, and the other. But I am looking at this. People don't have jobs out here. They do not have good-paying jobs. And the manufacturer, they keep saying, well, the mom-and-pop businesses out there still represents a large portion of the income for people. And no, it doesn't. This is another fabrication. We are literally being gutted from the inside out. And the media sit there every day. They're talking heads. They'll smile while they're reading their teleprompters. And they keep spewing out the lies. Eric, I'm thoroughly sick of this. I am watching the deconstructing of an entire country. And it's the greatest country on the face of the earth.
And it's self-destructing, all right?
We are. And with help from our federal government. And it's gut-wrenching. I can't even put the adjectives to adequately describe this.
Part of the reason people don't notice how bad the economy is that a lot of them are piling into the governments and the universities. Have you looked lately at the cost of sending someone to college? People think, well, college is expensive. It's expensive because there are so many people on the staff doing nothing. It's like our government. It's swelling as the unemployed have nowhere to go. And so that's causing taxes to rise and new taxes to develop and tuition goes up. And you can only do this for so long. There's going to be a point at which 70-80% of the country is in the government.
We had the best educational system on the entire planet. We were turning out some of the finest minds out of university. We had people coming from all over the world to attend our universities. But the level of the teaching that's going on and prepping people here in this country, going through the public school system, going through high school, they're not even ready. They got to give remedial courses, come on, to people that are going to college because they don't know how to read. What product are we turning out of these grand universities that we used to have fiercely independent, very smart people? But this is all disappearing before our very eyes. And people, I don't know, there's so much going on, Eric. Maybe there's so much pressure in people's lives, they're narrowing their vision and their focus as to what is actually going on around them.
Oh, that's a good point, because I think what it is, as the country deteriorates, people withdraw from what's happening because it upsets them. And you can see that this is the remarks I made about ancient Rome, too. As it got worse and worse, more people just turned to entertainment and violence and sex and food.
And
what
are you seeing right now? Look at your television programs. Look at all the reality shows. The more baser and crass it gets, they're saying this is what people want to see. I don't think that's the case. But rather than having people like Pat Robertson saying that we ought to whack Chavez down there in Venezuela because that might be a source of Al-Qaeda here and a threat to our country's future, why isn't he out there talking about what's on the very same TV that his network is on? Why isn't he talking about things like this? Supposedly, this is the guy's bailiwick of morality and ethics. Where's Pat Robertson? Where's this goofball? Where's Yoda here?
I know all of the people in our leadership positions are so incompetent or under control. That was one of the points I tried to make in my video. The media, people have to start realizing this attack on September 11th could not have happened if it wasn't for all these other people in the media and the universities, if they weren't all either being quiet or helping it. They're actually helping it in this media. And so you have to get this information out to people just so they know it's not just a couple people in the Bush administration. This is a big group. The media we have to deal with, the schools. Look at the television people. All these high-paid people giving us what they call news. People shouldn't even be supporting this or believing this stuff is news.
No, all they're doing, look, they're not like you. You're out there asking questions. Not every investigative reporter has the ability to ask a question and answer the question that he's asking. Say for the fact that it may not be an intelligent question, say that it is. We're talking about investigative journalism. All these people are doing is just taking what is handed to them, what is being pumped right into them, right from governmental offices, right from the White House, right from the Pentagon, right from the NSA, wherever. They're re-scripting it, rewriting it, putting that verbiage, and they're spewing it out to the American public. Where is investigative journalism anymore in this country? Where are people that have the ability to ask questions and demand answers and to have the stick-to-itiveness to follow stories through? This is part and parcel the reason why they're able to do something like September 11th. Eric, do you think 50 years ago in this country that they could have pulled something like this off and you would have had the medias? The television was just up and coming. They were hungry people. They had investigative journalists on them. They realized the power of it. The newspapers. We had newspaper reporters. We had real hard journalism going on, tough questions being asked. If this was done 50 years ago, do you think they could have pulled it off the way they did on September 11, 2001?
Well, it's hard to believe it because this one was just so blatant, the blowing up of buildings right in front of everyone's face. And how they, I don't know if they could have gotten away with it or if they could have gotten away with it in another nation where the media is not so tightly controlled. Well, it really makes you wonder, though.
Take a look at some. I mean, you've seen. The one guy that you have on the DVD there, this Thierry Massoni.
Thierry Massoni.
Yeah. That he first talked about, maybe it was a truck bomb that went off because he didn't see an aircraft. He came out with his second one, and he talked about a drone. It's a possibility that this was a drone. The physical evidence fits that it's more of a drone, which, by the way, the military has two missing out of service. They don't know where it went. Oh, that's right. They lost it during operations. That it was possibly a drone instead of a 60-ton aircraft. I mean, people around the world are questioning this.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing that they may not have anticipated is the rest of the world is getting very upset with America and our government.
And the lies that they see it perpetrating. I'll tell you what, we've got to take the break here. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll take your calls after this break. And I'm going to hold you over a little while into the next hour. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Stay connected to what's happening in the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Go to Vicki in Idaho. Hello, Vicki.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that the demise of our economy was engineered. You know, our economy was in large part based on high technology. and what the trade association did for computers and technology.
When are you saying this was based? Because we were based in manufacturing.
No. Basically all of our manufacturing had been exported by the
80s. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. But all of this that's happened was geared towards occurring at the turn of the millennium, Y2K. And anyway, this trade association, the ITAA, they were working both sides of the ocean with India to be able to export our high-tech jobs over to India. At the same time, they were lobbying our Congress to allow the massive import of H-1B visas, which has the effect of basically, putting all Americans that were engaged in high-tech work, which is a huge percentage of our economy, out of work.
Well, and what's been revealed just recently, and this is kind of a shocker, that remember the saying that only Nixon can go to China? Well, he and Tricky Dick and Henry Kissinger went to China and actually laid the groundwork for what we're seeing right now with this trade deficit with China, all the manufacturing over there, all the goods, the slave labor goods being shipped back into this country, and again, gutting. I mean, yeah, it's great for the consumers. You get a good boon as long as you have a job. But when your job disappears because your job's been sent overseas, then you're not going to have any money to even pay for those cheaper goods that are coming back into the country. That was laid out by Tricky Dick.
Right. And if you look at the UN Program on Trade and Development, what the concept is that they are leveling all of the working people of the world, to be totally equal. As Bill Clinton said in one of his third way seminars, special privileges for nobody. And since he signed the Millennium Declaration for Global Governance, he was speaking at the global level. So that means, they're flattening our country, our economy, everything, to be equal to, the lowest level of everybody in the world.
And in the meantime, what you do is you traipse off around the world fighting useless wars.
Yes.
You keep adding to the deficit in the country while your tax base is quickly eroding. And you've got a recipe for disaster. It doesn't take an economist from Harvard. It doesn't take a world-leading economist to take a look at what's going on inside this country to know that it is a recipe that's already been mixed up, that puppy's baking in the oven, and it's about done. It's about cooked.
Right, and September 11th was the public kickoff for the what I call coup d'etat on our government. And the coup d'etat, I think, started on January 1st, 2000, and the public part of it began September 11th, 2001.
Well, and that is part of the conditioning and brainwashing. I mean, we still have people in this country, and we need to get the message out to these people about September 11th, about the deceit, the lies in the government, because if you keep trusting the very same people that have been engineering your destruction, well, it's kind of like the hangman giving you a glass of water right before he stretches your neck. Thanks for your call, Vicki. I appreciate it. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up. My guest, he'll stay into the second hour, Eric Huffschmidt, author of Painful Questions, an analysis of the September 11th attack and Painful Deceptions, the video presentation, the DVD presentation, and that's available from Republic Broadcasting Network. It's even on the site, rbnlive.com. Folks, we got to get the information out to people. How else are we going to wake them up? It is up to all of us. We'll be right back.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.